Hey, my name is Keaton.
My name is Taylor.
And this is the Taylor and Keaton Show.
We're going to be talking about athletes, talking sports from baseball to football, and just winging it from there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of winging it. I think it's going to be a pretty good show, honestly, though.
Hey, I think we should get rolling on it, honestly.
Yeah, so I guess with that, did you see the Braves score recently?
Yeah. Hold on. I need to pull it up. Didn't do much research since this was our intro episode.
My gosh.
I think the Braves lost 1-7. I went to the game on Tuesday, so the 7-0 against the Cubs was what I had in my mind, but it's actually the inverted version.
You know what? The Monday one was much better. Monday was so much better with the Braves one.
It was.
It was. I'm the big Braves fan. Taylor is kind of... He's kind of all over the place.
I like baseball. I don't like cheering for one. I mean, yes, I cheer for the Braves.
But I like baseball too, but like I got to choose a team. I choose my hometown Braves any day.
I bounce around different teams, but I like more players than I do teams. But if I had to pick a team, it would be the Braves just because I live in Georgia, and that's what I grew up on.
So what do you think? Who's going to win the division this year? Phillies are looking good right now, even though they're only 3 games up.
I think right now. I think Braves, if they we go to the deadline, because trade deadline's, what, here in a month?
No, I think it's a couple months, isn't it? It's July 31st, right?
Yeah, my bad. My dates are off. I've been busy. Really? Been busy. Yeah, I think if Braves make a move at the deadline, I think we'll take this division pretty easily.
So what kind of move do you think? Like a big pitching move?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... Who do you think we could go get?
In my opinion, it's pitching because we just went and got Kelenic.
Mm-hmm. So really good.
Kelenic and Duvall. So we really don't need an outfield now.
Is doing good at shortstop. Like
I really don't think we need an infield. I just think once our injuries are done, I think we're fine.
So who do you think the Braves could trade for to possibly be the favorite? I mean, to me, they're the favorites until the Phillies. Until anybody beats them in the division, the Braves are going to be the favorites, or they should
now,
be.
Now, before we start this podcast, my hot take was the Braves will trade for Mason Miller.
We will not trade for Mason Miller.
We could get
we
Mason.
Will not get Mason Miller.
Mason Miller is playing amazing right now, and he would make a great addition to the bullpen.
He's a closer. We don't need a closer.
A long reliever.
Oh, my gosh. We got Jesse Chavez.
He's 50-something years old.
So... He's got a good ERA. That's all that
matters. No, it doesn't. We need someone that can come in not be a mentor and blow the game when we're winning.
Okay, he's done that what, twice. In fairness, we lost both games, but
correct. But yeah, I can't wait to see what the Braves do the rest of the season. They're playing honestly, even though they're in second, they're playing great. I think they are a late season team. So
I agree. I think it's going to be. Basically, according to what they do at the deadline, I think they're either going to get Paul Blackburn from Oakland, or I could see them going out and getting Alex Wood from Oakland.
A little reunion.
Yeah, that's what I want.
that would be kind of good, but we don't need a starter. Yes, I guess he would.
We lost Strider for the year.
Yeah, but I think we're fine. I think the rotation that we have is fine for right now. I think it's... When we get closer to that postseason, seeing what they really do.
So you really think Elder is our fifth guy?
I really do for right now.
Really? Okay. I think maybe for the time right now, but I think if you want to win it, I don't think Elder is going to be the guy if you actually want to go far in the playoffs.
I agree. He's not going to carry you all the way, but at least, hey, he'll get you a few innings.
I mean, yeah.
That's why
I
beef up the bullpen. Because say he goes 4. Have a good bullpen, they're going to lock down the rest.
I feel like our bullpen's pretty good, honestly, in my personal opinion. I think the Phillies are overhyped in the bullpen. With that being said, they do have a good bullpen, though.
I disagree with that. Their bullpen's been kind of locked down for the majority of the time. I mean, they bring a guy in, and more than likely they're going to lock down that inning. I think it's going to be, when we get to the playoffs, and I say this every year, and you know I say this, it's who wants it more.
Yeah.
And you could see it last year. Philly wanted it. Braves wanted the pennant. They didn't want the trophy.
I think the Braves wanted the World Series last year.
Okay. Did you
see the post?
Yes.
They actually apologized to the fans. I've never seen a team do that before.
Yes, but, like, the Phillies had more drive. Like, I think what really hurt us was when, I can't remember what the count was, but it was off Craig Kimbrell.
Craig Kimbrell. Oh.
And this was last year's, what, NLDS game?
You mean when Acuña almost hit the Grand Slam?
I think if Acuña would have hit that Grand Slam, or at least got on base that game, we would have won that series.
I mean, yeah, maybe, but I kind of think it's the way the brackets are now, the playoff season, the postseason.
Well, I agree with that, but good. I was just saying, like, on the flip side.
Because you've seen in the past 2 years where the number one teams in both divisions, excluding the Astros, but... And other than that, like, in the National League, Dodgers and Braves were the number one and two teams last year. They got eliminated immediately. Because
they had the rest days.
Yeah, I think that's killing them, honestly.
If you watch, I know I'm going to go back to Braves here. I know probably many pitchers have done interviews, but Max Fried said it perfectly. I'm not quoting this, but paraphrasing here. He said something to, they have rest days. Even though they're doing, I think last year they did exhibition games getting ready. That's totally different than postseason games. Yeah,
completely different. Because that, like, the feeling is not the same anymore. Like, Philly's, it's
weird. Philly kept playing. The thing with Philly that helped them out was Philly kept playing, and the Braves took, what, a week off?
Yeah. And like,
even though they had exhibition games, those were all prospects.
Yeah.
And they weren't real players.
It's not a win or go home kind of thing. Because it's like, you win, okay, that's great. You lose, you're still going on to the NLDS against the Phillies, or whoever the other team was. Who was the other team? Cardinals? Cardinals didn't make it last year. Was it Brewers?
I think it was the Brewers last year. Because last year was the NL-wise, you had...
Or was it the Padres? It was Padres, wasn't it?
It was Padres, because the Phillies went to Petco.
Yeah, because they made a big deal.
Yeah, because Schwarber hit that upper deck shot.
It was the NLCS rematch, and it was lousy.
Yeah, Philly definitely just, it was a cakewalk for them once they got there. You had Schwarber hitting good, you had Harper hitting good.
Padres weren't winning it last year. So what do you think about Miami this year, though? Do you think it was a little soon to trade Luis Arraez?
I think it was a little soon, but it's also Miami. So they were going to trade him regardless, because I think he was on contract here. So to me...
I thought he had one more year of arbitration. Did he not?
Hey, you're the contract person. I just take a guess. But I was, even if he had arbitration, he was going to deny that arbitration.
I mean, yeah.
Win his case and leave. So,
like, Miami's trying to rebuild. And I feel like they just got rid of one of their guys that they could rebuild around.
Yeah, but right now they just threw Jazz up on the trade block. Forgot when those rumors started going around a couple weeks ago. So I think Jazz is going to be the next one that they move.
I'll be interested to see if Jazz gets traded. Where do you think he would get traded to, honestly?
For Jazz?
Dodgers. I mean, Dodgers are an easy option.
Dodgers are an easy option, but I don't think the Dodgers would do that.
Padres go out and acquire anybody and everybody.
Correct.
They can't do anything, though.
Before we got Kelnick, I would say Braves, but Kelnick and Duvall, but...
But Chisholm could play shortstop, too. So
yeah, but... To me, Arcia owns that spot. After Dansby left, Arcia kind of came in and owned that spot. So
maybe Baltimore? I mean, I know they have some...
I could really see Baltimore, because Cedric's a great player. You know, I like players from Georgia, but Cedric has not been there this season. So
Cedric has
I could really see...
Yeah.
And the Orioles, being that they were so bad for so long, and they're on a World Series hunt. Being that they were so bad for so long, and now they got draft picks. You got Adley now, oh my goodness, performing. You have Gunnar performing. You have Ryan Mountcastle performing. You have all these young guys that you drafted performing. Plus you have, you know, other guys coming up like Grayson Rodriguez, unless he's up this year.
He should already be up, or unless he got optioned down. But then, yeah, no, he should be up.
I'm positive he's up, but I could see, you know, I could see the Orioles making kind of a blockbuster trade.
I could see it too. It's the Orioles. I could see Houston doing something too.
Because, I mean, Houston went out and got Corbin. Corbin hasn't been the great. Houston. Corbin Burns.
No, you're thinking Baltimore, buddy.
My bad. I think the Orioles, they went out and got Corbin. I think that was great.
But that was a surprise move. I didn't see that one coming.
Same with the Kelnick, but...
That's true.
Yeah, I think the Orioles have the assets to go for it. They got plenty. They have, I think, farm system wise, I think they have
number
two or three.
Yeah.
So they have prospects to throw at it, and if not, they got draft picks.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have to give any big leaguers up if they didn't want to.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And they could literally, the Marlins probably have already, called about it.
Shoot, if I were Miami, I'd wait till the trade deadline. You might get a crazy amount.
Well, that's why you see all the blockbuster trades at the trade deadline. Because they know it's the last minute you can get them.
Mm-hmm.
So they know you can overprice them.
Yep. And it usually works out.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the outfielders for Orioles right now. And you have Couser, who's doing great. You have Santander, that's doing great. And then you have Sowers, who just came up to fill that Cedric spot. And I think Jazz could fill Sowers' spot, even though I feel bad that they're going to send Sowers back to AAA.
No, I bet they could send Sowers to Miami.
That would, you know what?
That
would be...
I would say Rodriguez, but Miami has a lot of pitching prospects.
They wouldn't need pitching.
No.
Because once...
Yuri
comes back.
Yeah, Yuri
my
dies.
Bad. It's one of those hard names you can't remember. But once Yuri comes back, I think he's going to be an ace. Like Cy Young contender next year. Once he comes back.
I thought Sixto Sanchez was supposed to be too. He's kind of...
No, I think Sixto will be another guy that's...
I feel like he's more of a bullpen guy.
I don't. I just think pitchers, this is another thing we'll talk on a different podcast because we could talk about this all day, is like players don't know how to pitch anymore. It's like, not that they don't know how to pitch, it's they don't know how to pitch right where they don't throw up their arm.
Yeah, well.
And we could go...
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I think the pitch clock is screwing over pitchers this year.
I think it is and it isn't, but...
We saw Shane Bieber go down, we saw Spencer Strider go down.
Correct, but that's also because they're going out there throwing 110% for 9 innings, if you put it that way.
I mean, yes, I see what you're saying, but every pitcher is going out and giving 110%.
Correct, but not throwing 110%.
Let's just say Zach Greinke. You never really know.
Yeah, you never know with Zach.
Yeah.
He could go out there and throw 59,000 out there.
Yeah.
Next game, go out there and throw 90. You really don't know. But I just meant, like, the generic... generic pitchers go out there and start throwing 101, 102.
Yeah,
the motion that they're throwing isn't unnatural motion. If you do research, it's there by different doctors.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So,
what do you think about the Alonso rumors last year? Pete Alonso getting traded? That's another one where it's like...
I could see it, but I really don't think... I think you would make a lot of Mets fans upset about that.
You don't think the Mets fans are upset about them paying 2 40-year-olds $80 million?
Well, they probably are, but but they got two really good guys out of it, I think.
Who'd they get?
Drew Gilbert, Ryan Clifford, two prospects that I think will be up in the league.
I guess that was worth $40 million.
Well, look at it this way: they got off the contract. You should know that. Yes, they did. They did it.
They're having to pay Verlander like $25 million. They're having to pay Scherzer like $25 million.
Right.
The Astros and Rangers got them on a steal.
Yeah, they did. But I think it was good. The Mets finished paying that, and then they have two prospects that will probably get traded. But I think they have a future, and then I think they have a pretty high draft pick this year.
Yeah, I don't care about the Mets, honestly, I'll be honest.
I think it's Braves fans. We don't really care about the Mets, but...
I love to see them struggle.
But me liking baseball, I keep up with...
I keep up with it. Like, I'll be interested to see if Alonso gets traded.
Not to sidetrack here, but I did see something about Trout rumors. I don't know if you've seen these, but they're saying that Trout might be on the trade block.
Didn't he just get injured for the year?
Correct. I meant next year.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me completely, but...
Like, because you have one of the greatest players to ever play baseball.
If I were Trout, he needs
a ring.
If I were Trout, I'd be asking for a trade.
Which I agree with.
I feel like Dodgers would get him.
I do, but at the same time, they're paying Otani almost $1 billion. So.
Yeah, but they're only paying him $2 million per season because of the contract.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I forgot to mention the $2 million a year for 10 years.
Yeah, and then...
And then, what was it?
68 for the next 10.
So. Yeah, so really, 700 for 20. But we won't get into that.
Probably. No, I mean, it's 700 total in the end. It's just...
Split up in 20 years.
They extended it so long. And in such a weird way.
But there's so much to talk about in sports. And starting this podcast... But I mean, we've known each other for what, almost 2 years now?
How long has it been?
Let's say two, 3 years. We don't really keep track of that. But it's just like every time we get together or just, you know, hang out, we just talk sports for literally hours.
Or play sports for hours.
Or play sports. Either go on the field, playing football, whatever. But it's just like, we're like, we should just start a podcast. We talk about this anyway. Even though if no one listens, it literally gives us something to do.
Yeah.
During the school year, off season. And then, like, for me, being a sport management major, it, you know, gets a resume builder. But I enjoy talking sports. You know, Keaton enjoys talking sports.
Okay, I was going to say, I can talk all day about it.
But he knows more contract stuff. I know more prospects. He loves money.
I do. Well, don't put it that way. That makes me sound greedy.
A little bit, but...
That's not, no.
I know more prospects, just because I like watching prospects. MLB is fun, but, you know, looking at young guys and then seeing them, you know, progress and get better and then getting that call up is something I like to watch. But
okay, I'm the opposite. I don't care for minor league that much. I love MLB.
Well, we would have never had Strider. Whoa. We would have never had Dansby. We would never had Freddie.
Oh my
gosh,
Dansby's okay.
Dansby's the GOAT.
He's not that great.
He's the GOAT. But, no, but you know, this podcast is something we wanted to do.
That's why we changed the subject right there.
I had to. Yeah. It was going to go down the route. We've been here all day. But, you know, we've been wanting to do this. Timing-wise, we were going to do it earlier. Stuff happens. You know, life happens. But we're doing it now. We're going to try doing it on a regular basis. I will say we do have a couple athletes lined up for interviews. I won't tell you dates because we really don't know.
Still working on that part.
Yeah, still working on it. But
it should be soon, though, which should be fun.
Yeah, that's all I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I make highlight videos on the side, so, and then, you know, connecting with athletes, so I just use that. I use Instagram most of the time, so I just use Instagram as a platform to reach out, and we had a couple people that said yes and that want to do it, so.
Yeah, that's really cool. That is what Taylor is really, really good at. I, on the other hand, made comedy videos. So it's totally two totally different fields right here coming together.
but we wanted to do something. And both of us, you know, I don't know if this is going to, you know, offend anybody, but we do believe in Jesus. And one thing that we want to...
Dang, we just lost all of our viewers right there.
I don't think so.
Probably.
For me, I don't push it on anyone. You know, everyone believes what they believe, but... You know, the one thing I want to do with this is, like, at the end, either we pray, read a Bible verse, whatever, just to incorporate it, even with the athletes, if they want to, you know, throw that in. If not,
we pray for them.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that after. But, you know, there's something like that. I don't know if Keaton has one to end us off today.
You know what? I can just go with the daily Bible verse right over here.
Hey, that works for today, since this is kind of a wing it episode today.
Okay, so here we go. So James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That is the daily Bible verse today.
Hey, I like it.
There you go.
James is a great book. But yeah, that's just a little bit about us. We threw in a little sports. You know, it's mostly going to be baseball, just letting you know.
Even in the offseason, it's mainly going to be baseball.
It's mainly going to be
That's
baseball.
That's all we're talking about.
I will say we do have a couple football athletes, so we'll throw in some football. I'll work on basketball for you guys to enjoy basketball.
That's Taylor's realm right there.
No, it's not. I'm more baseball, but we don't really watch basketball, but we will throw in basketball for the people that want to listen to basketball. I'm Hawks not judging
the,
those people.
Hawks got the number one pick.
Yes, they did. That's another thing I want to talk about in different
episodes. See if
episode,
we go get Bronny and LeBron.
I actually think that's going
to
happen.
Personally,
but
if they bring a title to Atlanta, I think that'd be cool. It's like, do it.
I do, but yeah, that's just a little bit about us. You'll hear probably more about us just talking, but that's pretty much all I got today.
Sounds good. I think we will pick this up next week again, so
hopefully next week
you guys can come back and listen to us again.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening this time.
Yeah, thank y'all.
See you soon.